What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to more than Blake Buterotti. That's a fact. First of all, I'm going to take you behind the scenes. I tried. I tried with Dustin Pedroia, and I, because everything I do with him is there's no secrets, and we are going to introduce you to, but he's in bed in Italy right now. Things that I never saw. I said that Dustin Pedroia is in bed in Italy. I do want to talk to you, ask you real quick about sort of, you said you really liked him growing up.
Yeah.
Being whatever it is, you know, what about him? I know there's a lot of things, but what about him? Like, it's like you say, you point to these guys and say, okay, no, that's why I like this guy better than everybody else.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I think the first thing that stands out is like, you could tell every night that he played that the only thing he cared about was finding a way to help the team win. Mm. And whether that meant, you know, going out and getting four hits that night or making two plays to save the game, like he didn't care what he looked like. He just wanted to help the team win. I think also obviously the stature, right? Like being a smaller sized guy and getting the absolute most out of his abilities. Like there's a lot to be said for that.
When did he get on your radar? I lose track of like age and time and everything else, but when did he get on your radar?
It's probably his first year in the big leagues. I forget what year that was. It was rookie year. And I know early on he struggled like right out of the gates and people,
this is our
second round pick. Like, what are we doing? And like, that's where the story started. I feel like for him just being like the underdog and like proving people wrong and having that chip on his shoulder. And then like reading about, you know, what he was like at Arizona State, you know, taking over for Ian Kinsler over there and like just the back and forth he always had with Murph, obviously, and talked to Murph about him last time we played the Brewers about a month ago, and just sat and listened to all the stories he could tell me about Dustin as well.
I don't want to, don't ever compare Arizona State to Boston College because it won't go well.
I'm not arguing.
But like we talk about lessons learned, and we were talking a little bit about this, but you'd mentioned that first year, like through Pedroia's time, there are so many things that you can say, lessons learned, that you can pass on to your guys. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if subconsciously you've done that. Like you said, that first month of his rookie year, terrible, terrible. And then he won rookie of the year. So I don't know like how much, and I know I'm building him up a lot, so I apologize, but there's a lot to be learned from this guy.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I followed him all the way through his career, so there was a lot to learn. And I just like the message to our guys. Like we have some infielders that are smaller, undersized, and just showing them like what Dustin was able to do and like being an MVP with what he had going on. And yeah, I think it was just a really cool opportunity for all of our guys. Mm. Like never feel like they're down and out.
Last thing for me, what is the thing that somebody told you about this job that has hit home, that you remember the most? Sometimes somebody says something like, oh man, that maybe I didn't even know it at the time, but it resonates.
I think just the impact that I could have on players' lives and their careers. You know, it's like at the end of the day, I feel like my job is to get the most out of every single one of our players, you know, and at the end of the day, hopefully it's helping them play 10 years in the big leagues, whether it's with us or somebody else. But if I can, you know, say something or do something to help them get an extra 3, 4, 5 years out of their career, like to help set themselves up and their families up for a long time, like that's what I'm in this for. And we want to win every single night. And I think the balance of trying to win and also getting the very most out of our players, I think the winning ends up being a byproduct of every single one of your guys playing their absolute best.
Man, that's a good perspective.
What's it like for you being back here in Boston in this capacity as the manager of the Nationals?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I grew up a Red Sox fan as a kid. My dad played in AAA with the Red Sox, so we'd always go on summer vacations up to like Pawtucket and then come over here for a game. And then obviously went to school here at BC. I would come to games whenever I could afford a ticket and watch these guys play. And then now be here in this capacity is like, it's pretty surreal.
Going to school here to represent in BC, how significant is that to your baseball journey as a rep?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I have a lot of fond memories here playing in Fenway, like the Bean Pot, and then obviously just playing down the street at BC for 4 years. And with the Red Sox going on, I went to a World Series game in 2018 here in the Dodgers. Like, just a lot of really cool memories being here.
You're the last before Pete to wear number 3. How much of an honor did you look at that at the time?
Yeah, it was a huge honor. I mean, that's the only reason I wanted to wear it. And I wanted to wear it forever. But, yeah, obviously, Dylan Cruz on our team, he wears number 3. I'm not going to steal one of our players' numbers. I think it was my senior year was when they asked me if I wanted to wear number 8 because they give, like, the captain number 8. Now, to me, it was more of an honor to wear Pete's number 3 before they retired it, just because of the impact he made on me, with just like how good of a person he was, how he dealt with the terrible disease that he had without, like, he almost acted like he was fine and it wasn't a big deal. And like, we're sitting here being like, it gives you a really cool perspective on life. You know, sometimes you lose a game or you go for 4 a night and it's like things could be a lot worse. And when you have the mindset that Pete had, like, I feel like you're able to get through despite anything.
Last one for me, we had a great time when Paul Tavoni was over on the other side with us. Another, you know, bright young baseball mind, much like yourself. What's it been like kind of partnering with him and leading this group to where you guys want to take it?
Yeah, he's awesome. One of the big reasons why I wanted to come over here, just how much he cares about people. He does things the right way. Obviously, what he was able to do in Boston, and just to see the people, you realize the type of person he is when you come back here and you see how many people are like grabbing him and wanting to say hello and like saying how much they miss him. And this, like, that tells you, like, from parking lot attendants to concessions workers to the front office here, like, it doesn't matter who you were, like, Paul treated everybody extremely well. And that's the same way that I believe in things and we want to do things here in DC.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, Make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Meola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. Men's National Team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.